Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that you have decided to join me at this particular hour at 11:01 on the Alfreda Love Show. You will be exceedingly glad and blessed when we finish with this particular ministry. On tonight, I have a very special treat for you, and that we're going to pray unto God. We're going to get into the presence of God, and we're going to forget about ourselves, and we're going to concentrate on Him and worship Him. Amen. Amen. In spirit and in truth. And so without further ado, I would like to thank God, my family, and my friends, and my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. We're going to read Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9. This is actually out of the Watchtower. It says, "Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. His loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures forever. He alone does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. He skillfully made the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters, for his loyal love endures forever. He made the great lights, for his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his loyal love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his loyal love endures forever." I have read to you Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I want you to get into a very comfortable spot for yourself. Whatever comfortable spot that is, and right now the comfortable spot for me is to have my head against the pillow because I want to relax and I want to make sure that my mind is relaxed because we're going to get into the presence of God. And God says, be anxious for nothing. Amen. But pray about everything. So if you have pain, if you're going through whatever it is, just get into a comfortable place because we're going to set the atmosphere. Then we're going to go into prayer. So get into a comfortable place. Whew, it feels so good to be able to just relax a little bit and just, you know, be able to speak among all of you. It's like 400 individuals on the line. So we're going to enjoy our time here. And I want y'all to get into a relaxed place so that we can go through a process to relax your mind, relax these muscles. Believe it or not, in praise and worship, a lot of people think that praise and worship is just relaxing, you know, just getting into the presence of God through song. But it's also getting into the presence of God by lessening or weakening the anxiety that people have. So many people, when they come into the church, some people have anxiety just because of the week, right? They take their burdens to God, but then they still have the residue of anxiety. So when we pray, we're going to pray off the residue of anxiety and of pain, and we're going to just get into the presence of God. But I want you at this particular time to get into a comfortable state, whatever it is. If it's in your bed like I am, do it. Get into a comfortable state, okay? Comfortable state. And I have many different people who have joined. Get into a comfortable state. In this comfortable state, I want you to close your eyes. Just close your eyes. And I want you to breathe in and out three times.
Genesis 1. That's 2. That's 3. Now what I want you to do is I want you to, this is the process of forgetting about yourself and concentrating on Him. I want you to think about the goodness of God. When He woke you up this morning, He blessed you, He started you on your way. He's keeping us. Think about all those great things that God is doing for us at this particular time, this particular moment. Okay? All right, we're going to go ahead and begin. We're going to listen to Pastor Benny Hinn. We have come into this house. This is our praise and worship. Then we're going to pray unto God because we serve a magnificent God. Amen. And you're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. And you can sing along. And guess what? I'm going to sing along. I'm not a singer, but I'm not here for an audition. I'm here to praise God. Amen. So, you know, on this particular ministry, what makes us so unique is you can be yourself. You don't have to be a great psalmist. You don't have to be well known. You know, as long as we have a seat in the kingdom, that's all right. Amen. So we're going to listen to Pastor Benny Hinn, and you can be yourself, and you can sing as loud as you want to. You can be off tune, whatever you need to do, because God inhibits the praises, and it doesn't matter if you can sing or not, because I can't, but I'm going to be singing, praising God. Amen. Amen.
We have come into this house and gathered in His name to worship Him. Malva, call al Petro, Pielbe, Pielbe me. We have come into this house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this house, gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. We have come into this house and gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this house and gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this house and gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Think about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Christ. Technology, our Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Concentrate on Him and worship Christ. Worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him. Worship
worship him, Jesus Christ, the Lord. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord.
We have come
into this house, gathered in God's name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Technology is always good when it works, amen. But we have come into this house and we've gathered in God's name to worship him. Amen and praise God. Now, the second portion, we are going to, however you pray, we're going to pray unto God. We're praying unto God for healings. We're praying unto God for those who are in bereavement. You know, as the Lord is speaking, there has been a lot of things happening. God says the spirit of anxiety is all over this place. And so in order to tame the spirit of anxiety, we must be aware that people are anxious. And so when people become anxious, when we become anxious, things begin to move faster than the process of being able to keep up with everything, and people begin to get frustrated. They begin to get angry. And so what we need to do as believers in God, as speakers for God, as ministers of God, as ministries, thank you, Lord, we need to lessen the anxiety by letting people know that God can work it out. I've heard about, you know, we're still praying for the Harvey victims. We can't forget about them. We're praying for all the individuals who suffered hurricanes or went through hurricanes. We're praying still for the Kanika Jenkins family. We're still praying for, you know, anyone who was in domestic violence situations. We're still praying for those who are missing. We're praying for those who are out of the ark of safety. We're praying for those, as I said before, who are in bereavement. We're praying for the individuals in San Antonio and other areas. We're praying. Las Vegas, we're still praying. Because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. As a matter of fact, if you know those individuals or you're connected with them, call and check on them. Call and give them an encouraging word. We can't forget about anyone, amen, including ourselves. But when we're praising God, we're just focused on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so at this moment, you know, a lot has happened, a lot, since we've been together on here. And our challenge was to go a day just treating everybody right, just keeping everybody safe. And we're going to still do that, you know. So we're going to pray unto God. As I said before, if you're a minister, if you're a speaker for God, if you can impact many people, I need for you to help individuals understand that anxiety very evil spirit. It is. It's a demonic spirit, anxiety. People become anxious. People become, when you know, anxiety is kin to fear. They're first cousins. Amen. And so if we can ease the anxiety of people, then we can bring more sheep to the pasture, because they're not afraid of the word of God. They're not afraid of the things of the world and of the evilness of the world. And so, you know, we're going to pray unto God. I know that we're not going to even give the devil credit. We're not. But many people are going through, they have allergies, muscle pain, back pain. They're going through bereavement. They're going through the storms. And we're going to pray unto God. I really believe and I know that God is going to answer prayer. And the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so we're going to pray unto God for each and every person. And as I said before, I want you guys to understand that, you know, God is able to do everything. God will never fail, you know, whether there be prophecies. God will never fail. If God has promised you something, then he's going to deliver. He's going to come through on those particular promises. So we're going to pray unto God. As I said before, we're going to pray unto God. We're going to trust and believe in God. And, you know, when we're praying unto God, we're in the presence of God. So I want you to get into your praying position. I'm going to turn off the light, as I said before, because my eyes. So I'm going to turn off the light. And we're going to really, 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 really pray unto God. And we're going to renew our strength. We're going to just get into his presence. And if you have anxiety, if you've had a rough week, you know, just pray unto God. You know, I want to talk to all of those individuals who are angry. You know, to be specific, the specific circumstances, I don't know. But what I do know is that we serve a true and living God. What I do know is that God wants us to be slow to anger. And so we need to learn how to pray unto God and how to ease some of this anxiety. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray unto God. And if the music continues, if the music stops, we're still praying. Amen. Amen. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on tonight, thanking you for blessing us to wake up this morning. Then you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and you blessed us to make it through this very day. And because of that, we say thank you, Lord. Lord, we come to you, Heavenly Father, bringing you all of our gifts, all of our talents, everything that we have. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless it for kingdom's sake? Would you bless it for kingdom work? And would you help us to continue to be ambassadors, continue to be everything that you have called us to be in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunities, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings you've bestowed upon us. And we ask that you continue to help us to be beacons and lights in this dark and dismal world. Lord Jesus, we ask that you bless our youth all over this land and country. Bless them, Heavenly Father, all together, then bless them one by one. We ask that we continue to be role models and positive figures and positive images in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person who's listening on the line right now, Heavenly Father? Would you bless just whatever they do? Would you bless them to be successful? Would you bless them to be just to know who you are And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in bereavement, those who are going through. We ask, would you bless each soul that perished, Lord. We ask, would you bless them too, bless their families too. Continue to keep on keeping on. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless the ministries and the pastors and the prophets and the apostles and the preachers and the evangelists to continue to give the word of God, disseminate the word of God, where individuals will understand and recognize that you are God and beside you there none other. Then, Lord, we pray for the spirit of anxiety. We realize and we recognize and understand that a lot of people are filled with anxiety, and anxiety is a demonic spirit, and it causes individuals to move ahead without thinking. It causes individuals to respond instead of being proactive and to think, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us and guide us to be the beacons that you would have us to be, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. And then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each person who's experiencing pain, those who are on the line, those who are off the line, and those who are coming in the future. Would you bless us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Heavenly Father, whether it is back pain, neck pain, head pain, eye pain. Lord, whatever type of pain it is, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you take it away, Heavenly Father, so that productivity can continue to go forth. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, if someone has come on the ministry stressed out, tired, frustrated, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give them peace that surpasses all understanding, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the platform. We thank you for the ability to be able to speak your word, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to remain focused. We know that, Lord, you gave us the revelation of two different groups. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless us to move forward? Would you continue to give us the discernment to have individuals who have our best interests in mind, Heavenly Father? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're going to do. We thank you for the things you've already done. And we ask, would you continue to help us and keep us, Lord, and bless us, Heavenly Father, to prosper in you, not in this world, but in you, Lord. We lift up everything that we have unto you, and we ask, would you mold it and utilize it, Heavenly Father, the way you would want it to be, Lord. And we say thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity, Lord, to be on several different platforms, giving us the opportunity to be able to walk through doors, giving us the opportunity to be able to spread your message, giving us the opportunity to be able to pray unto you, giving us the opportunity to wake up, Heavenly Father, giving us the opportunity to start on our way, Lord, giving us the opportunity to feel the pain, Lord. We're not complaining, Lord, but we ask, Heavenly Father, would you ease and relieve the pain, Heavenly Father, and bless those who are going through right now, Lord. We ask, would you bless the hurricane victims, Lord? Would you bless those who are going through life's hurricanes? Would you bless the bereaved families, Lord? Would you just bless everybody in the name of Jesus, Lord? We ask in the Heavenly Father, would you bless the chains to be broken? Would you bless the yokes to ease up, Heavenly Father, because we feel a breakthrough coming, Lord. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless this ministry at freedomloveshow.com to continue to go forth and continue to be a positive light for the people, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless us to have a forgiving heart, Heavenly Father. Forgive those who lie. Forgive those who conjure deceit. Forgive those who are intimidated. Forgive those who falsely say things about the word of God. Forgive them, Heavenly Father, for they know not what they do, Lord. We ask, would you bless us to keep pressing toward the mark of the highest calling and help us to continue to be more and more like you, Lord. And now as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. So as this music is playing, it's very important that you continue to trust in God. I know that I told you about two different groups. It's important that you trust, because God is going to do it. Don't worry about what God is going to do. You need to be concerned about what you're going to do in order to please God, in order to enter into the kingdom. It's very important. So we're praying to God, and I know that God spoke breakthroughs. I know that God spoke that you're going to be okay. God continues to remind us on a daily basis. He said, tell the people you're going to be okay. And so it's very important that we continue to trust and believe in God and know that God is able to see us through no matter what. And so we just have to continue to build and continue to be more like God, because God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. And so, you know, I know that there's a lot of things going on. We're praying for that church in San Antonio, Texas. We're praying for each and every individual. And we just ask what, you know, each person who is experiencing a tragedy, each person who's experiencing something, to just pray to God and give it to God, and God is going to bless. He's going to take care of it. We have to continue to follow God's lead and follow God's plans for our lives, because God says that He wants us to prosper. That's in the Bible. He wants us to prosper, and He wants us to be renewed, and He wants us to have strength, and He wants us to continue to walk and not give up, you know. And so we have to continue to magnify and edify who God is. And I know, ministers, it gets tiresome, but we have people who are hurting, and that's why I said it's very important. I said this about a month ago. I said it's very important that we continue to give the word of God. We don't have time to sit up here and wonder if God calls somebody, because we have sheep who are literally going astray. And so it's very important that we continue to do the will of God. Amen. Amen. So I thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Continue to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Continue to encourage somebody to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com. If you're a gospel artist, writer, actor, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please continue to Facebook AfritaLove at AlFredaLove or FredaLove, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, make sure you pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line. That means you're all on one accord. Pray for them one by one. And then pray for yourself, and pray for those you know, and pray for those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, check out AfritaLoveShow.com. Check out StellarGospelMusic.com. I had the opportunity to interview today with WMAP. That's a radio station, and so I will have that particular interview. I'm going to post it maybe on the radio, and then I'm going to have a YouTube post about that as well. And I thank that radio station, KC Armstrong and his team, for giving me the honor and privilege to come on that particular show and share what God has given unto me. In addition to that, as I said before, if you have any new CD releases or anything like that, or projects, please be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Facebook me, AfritaLove. LinkedIn is AfritaLove. So be sure to contact me. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah.
We give you praise, Jesus.